All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Anyway, because of the canceled procedure, she might join us on Saturday. Well, that means Kevin needs to go too. All right, I have been working very, very hard to try to get husbands or male SOs or any SO of audience members to stop hating me. There is a long line of audience members who have an SO that does not participate with the show. And I don't know what makes those people tick. Becca Shea says, yes, Kevin will go. Well, that's a win. Megan says, Brian and I will be there. Brian's another one of those, but he's kind of come around to some degree. I actually have made him laugh more than once. Alan says, can I bring my wife and three young children? No, it's too expensive for you to come all the way from Wisconsin. Still waiting for runner girl Amy's husband, Gary. Still waiting for Maureen. Of course, Maureen lives far away, bringing her husband, Terry, who does not like my potty mouth. Getting back to the potty mouth thing. People say that. You have a potty mouth. Easy. Josh in Borculo says, my wife is one of the haters. Well, I don't know. How long ago did she witness some of what I do? Because Skip says, I think it was Skip who says, easy, you've calmed down quite a bit. Or maybe it was Piano Finger Banger who said that earlier in this show. And I guess what is the takeaway? What is the real gripe with me? Because I would like to think that I have an unbelievable charm. And if there's anybody that doesn't like me, if they just give me a chance, they will understand that I am absolutely perfect for them. I know what's good for your significant others, and it's more me. Skip says, only EZ podcast members should be together so we don't have to worry about significant others. Linda says that Maureen is on vacation this week with her grumpy-ass husband, Larry. Josh in Borculo says, well, once she hates it, it's over. Listen to me. I want you to take this moment in the show and play it for her. What is this sweet soul's name? Man Bun Chris is here. He says his better half, Mallory, laughs at least once during the Patreon. Well, that's great. And that makes sense. You've obviously found somebody compatible with you. I'll tell you this. If you're listening to me and you've got an SO who is like pissed off at what I do here, you need to get rid of them. You don't want to be with that person. They're a fucking problem. In fact, I would cut right to the chase. Let's say you start dating. You're not official. Play this show and see how they react. And then, you know, based on the reaction. Because if they react with contempt, that's a problem. You don't want to be with that person for the rest of your life. They're taking themselves way too seriously. And they're probably an asshole. And they're probably going to punch you in the face at some point. This show is not for everybody, but if you're with someone who feels that way, you need to send them packing. All right. Now, hopefully you're not married with children, because that's going to be terrible when you divorce them. Tyler with a great suggestion. It's time for a significant other airing of the grievances. I would love to have a show where it's just you and the audience member, let's say, in this case, Maureen, seated next to her husband, Larry. And they are the go-between between them and me. And we have a airing of the grievances. What is your problem? That would be an outstanding Patreon episode. So if you are listening and you think you have a significant other that would qualify to be on this show, you need to let me know. I'll book it. And we'll figure it out. Becca Shea says that Kevin does like you, her husband. He just doesn't have time to listen because he's always working. Well, that's great. I'm thankful for that. Murder lover Linda says, you don't want that. Trust me, LOL. Megan says, I think we do want that. I would do very well if people were there telling me all of my faults. I think it'd be great. I'd be on my heels. I'd be nervous. People telling me why they don't like me. Oh my God. That would be entertaining. Alan says, I'll force my wife to join. Is that Abby, yes? And she likes me. I just had her on the show when the day she gave birth to your, what is the child's name? I like that idea of a show. Rebecca says, I would be so uncomfortable. You? How do you think I'd feel? I would interview these people, and I bet you I'd win them over. Josh, you got to bring your wife in there for that show. Kid's name is Henry. Let's see. I'll force my wife. It would be so uncomfortable. He's an engineer, so there's that. Talking about Maureen's hubby. I'll play that special Patreon episode first, then I'll let her join. Oh, no, don't do that. Megan says to Rebecca, it was so uncomfortable the first time. What are you talking about? Are you talking about period cups, or are you talking about something on the show? Because I don't know what you're referencing. You mean the first time Brian listened? What are you talking about? All right. So there's a lot happening right now, and I'm just scratching the surface on what I want to talk about. But since we did do the hard sell on the great food giveaway, if you want to participate, by all means, send it along at Eric-Zeitunian, Zeitunian, on Venmo. I'm guessing we'll have to raise somewhere north of $3,500 to $4,500 for all of this to go the way it should. So thank you so much in advance for even thinking about it. Megan says, no, it was uncomfortable when you shit on the flower garden of listeners. Oh, I love that. Nick writes, I'm not worried about Zane. It's my significant other reading my jokes. That's what you're worried about. Or when they shit on you, just the shit storm of that episode. Yeah, I loved that episode. I don't like having to do that. I lost my shit a little bit. I was calm when I dispatched of the latest exile. But that had to be done. That was just too much. That was a long time coming. A long time coming. Jeremy says, I before E, except after C, or when it sounds like a like in neighbor and way, or if it's Zeitunian. If you say so. What about freight? There's a lot of exceptions. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're enjoying this show on Instagram, Kick, YouTube, or Facebook, thank you for taking the time. There is a lot more show things I'm going to talk about, including Election Day, SNAP benefits, Dick Cheney is dead. You can go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. My second platform is Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Go there for more content. Wednesday, we have another edition of Who Are These Freebeers, along with the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. That's right, Ben Glaze.
That's right.
Ben loves Big Fraud Wednesday.
That's right.
And the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast.
That's right.
Thank you, Ben Glaze. You're the best.
Oh, yeah.
Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Email me on the Shoreliner Striping inbox. Eric@EricZaneShow.com. All right. Thank you, as always, to Impact Power Sports for being part of the show. They sponsor my studio. And they can make you very happy if you're in the market for a Yamaha golf cart. You can also pick up a side-by-side there. Four-wheeler, motorcycle, go-kart, perhaps an e-bike or a scooter. They have everything you need at Impact Power Sports. Online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Open enrollment at healthcare.gov is happening right now till December 15th. I just introduced a friend of mine to Frank Fuss, and they are sniffing butts. I said, Frank, Brian, Frank. Frank is the guru on healthcare.gov. Brian is the lead singer for the Verve Pipe. And main songwriter. You two get to know each other. Brian, go ahead and make an appointment with Frank at appointmentwithfrank.com, and he'll take care of the rest. Appointmentwithfrank.com. That's what you do. Yeah, LAV unceremoniously took Brian off the air, which sucked because Brian was great on the air. He's like one of those heart and soul guys for the entire community, and everybody loves him. I don't know why they blew him out in addition to Greg Henson. So Brian's out. He needs insurance coverage. That's why I reached out to Frank, or I connected those two. You can do the same thing. Appointmentwithfrank.com. Yeah, LAV just put on a guy that I have never heard of in my life. And he's one of those guys who, he sounds like a top 40 jock. He's on at the same time that I do my voice track shift on Big 101.3. But he's one of these guys who, like, the song will end. Like, let's say Whole Lotta Love by Led Zeppelin is ending. And then Dream On by Aerosmith starts. And over that iconic ending of Whole Lotta Love and the iconic beginning of Dream On, it'll go like this. Instead of like talking about the album or the song, you know, this is historic music. There's no reference to the Whole Lotta Love, and there's no reference to the Aerosmith song. It's just, oh, Thanksgiving, oh man, I love stuffing. And then you hear, and then, ba-na-na-na, the beginning of Dream On. It's stuffing, you gotta have celery with it. Thanksgiving, I love to stuff my face. Oh man, pumpkin pie. Oh, that's good too. Okay, Turkey Day holiday right around the corner. We're your home for Turkey Day nuttiness. And then he talks all the way. He's rapping Dream On. But he's not saying anything that anybody gives a shit about. And no reference to the song at all. It's just like he's just talking over it. And it sounds like cockfuck. I hate it. So you should listen just to hear what I mean so that we can laugh at it. And perhaps he could be roasted on, we could expand our Who Are These shows. Jeremy says, speaking of radio, Pierre Robert from Philly died, one of the last great real DJs. So I listened to Pierre when we lived in Jersey. And I hated him. I mean, nothing personal. I just didn't like what he was doing. And Bob used to listen to him. Jeremy knows who he is. But I didn't get it. I was like, what is he doing there? I'm not sure I would do that. So Free Beer and Hot Wings and myself would harass him. We'd call in and try to play pranks. We'd fuck with the guy as much as we could. And we'd talk shit about him on the air. We had a character on the air that was imitating him. And so now I'm telling you that because it would be horrible if after all of that, I turned around and said, oh, so sad. Well, of course, you never want anybody to die, but I did not like him on the air at all. And I mentioned this maybe yesterday. Steve did some big, oh, Pierre Robert is dead. Oh, I'm so heartbroken, which is fine. Whatever. I don't give a. He likes Pierre Robert. But the problem was Greg and Chris joined in, and they were like, oh, yeah, he was so great. What? You assholes thought that he was the worst like I thought he was. You fucking phonies. Sitting there acting like you thought he was awesome. I was in the room with you when we were calling him, telling him to go fuck himself on the request line. So don't act like you liked him, idiots. God damn. All right. Red Bull Brain Chris says, sniff, he will be missed. Sniff. Yeah, you didn't like him at all. Bob says, I wouldn't say I listened, but I used to work closer to the WMMR broadcast range. And would catch the beginning of the show after their horrible morning show, Preston and Steve. You don't like Preston and Steve. Okay, now I've never listened to Preston and Steve, but they've been there forever, and everybody loves those guys. They were on when we were there. They changed from one station to another. It's a big deal, but doesn't matter. That's Beasley Media. That's who owns them, and they're in the dumpster. This is another radio company that is just in turmoil. In fact, they blew out one of the chicks on that show. Yeah, their stock is trading at $4.82 a share, which I think is a lot more than it has been in the past. Ah, no, it's always been a disaster. You go back a number of years ago, it was 60, like 2021, it was $60 a share. How'd you like to own that? $60 a share. And now it's down to like $4. Look at that. That's ugly. There was another one that was really bad. It might be Cumulus. I think they even got taken off of the big, 12 cents a share. This is the type of price that they're on the. You remember the movie Wolf of Wall Street when they're selling the pink sheets? Right now, Cumulus Media is trading on the market that's just above the pink sheets. That's how bad it is. So you can own a share of this company's stock for 12 cents. Or you could go back to when it was $20 a share in 2018. It only goes back that far, but I think that was this was right about when they emerged from bankruptcy. They went under into bankruptcy, and then when they emerged, the stock price was at that level. And since this is the pandemic right here. And since then, they like kind of clawed back to, and then, since about midway through 2022, look at this. Wow. 12 cents a share. Good God. Badger says that's about the same loss as the fraud bus. That reminds me, I got to make a payment on that. Shit. All right. How did I get to this? I don't even know. I was talking about Frank Fuss and Brian Vander Ark and then them firing Brian and putting in this weirdo in the afternoon drive who stinks. Okay. So I definitely want to talk about it is election day, and I really am encouraging you to go to the polls and be like me. I don't have any idea what is an issue right now locally. So I just head half a mile away to this church, and I'm surrounded by MAGA. I go in there, and I vote on whatever it is I'm voting on. No clue. I want you to do the same thing. This isn't that sexy of an election, but there are some interesting storylines. That guy who's Karl Marx descendant, Zohan Mandama or whatever the fuck, he is likely going to win the mayor of New York City. I'm interested in seeing what happens to that city, because this isn't a guy who's like, he's not really a tough on crime guy. He's one of these people that is going to decriminalize a lot of things. And I don't know if that's the answer. In fact, I'm fairly certain that decriminalizing things has never worked out. You think about in communities where they've decriminalized various acts of crime, and you see like people, these mobs of people going into stores and just taking everything. Like, it's worth it for them to do it because the punishment isn't that great. So that guy, Zohran Mamdani, had 50% of the vote. This guy, Zohran Mamdani, is one of his biggest fans is my daughter. Madison made a TikTok video of her dancing to some song about Zohran Mamdani. Now, that was the first time I'd ever heard of him. And then I was like, well, why in the world is she into this guy? What is he doing? Well, I think he's one of these folks who his ideals are that of spreading the wealth, you know? And that appeals to a lot of younger voters. You know, you can take from the rich and give it to you, socialistic principles. Now, that's not my thing, because if I live there and all of a sudden what I earn from working, and let's say I'm doing a podcast that's worth millions of dollars and I live there, and all of a sudden they want to reach into my pocket and take the money that I've earned and give it to other people, I don't like that at all. I've never been receptive to that idea. But I think that's what this guy is all about. Bread Bull Brain Chris says he has promised a lot. Yeah, there was a skit on Saturday Night Live about it where maybe I can get it. Mom Dommy SNL skit. No, I'm not going to do it because I'll end up getting a YouTube ticket or a Twitch ticket. So, but anyway, yeah, he's made a lot of these crazy ass promises. The other two opponents are Cuomo. What the hell is his name again? That would be Andrew Cuomo, the former governor of New York, and then Curtis Sliwa. But it's not even close. Democratic part of the country. Mamdani has 50% of the vote going in. Cuomo and Sliwa divide the other 25 and 21. So if Sliwa dropped out, which if he cared about wanting to keep Mamdani from being in there, he would endorse Cuomo so that his 21% would go to Cuomo and at least give him a fighting chance, but he's too stubborn. Cuomo's campaign got a boost from Trump as he supported him. Pennsylvania voters are deciding on 3 seats on the state Supreme Court. Maine voters will consider changes to the state's red flag law. I don't know what that means. California, this is huge. They are trying to redraw the congressional map. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, 1.5 inches thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh. What a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. This has been done before in Texas. Texas redrew their map to give Republicans the edge in several districts. So California is doing the same thing, but for Democrats to get the edge in more in several seats. So Republicans are like, you can't do that. And they're like, well, the fuck we can't. You just did that in Texas, you asshole. So I guess what you want to look at is just because Texas did it doesn't mean that California should do it. I think they're both wrong. You can't redraw districts. Well, they can. They are, in order to try to level the playing field. That's bullshit. For both states. There's some key gubernatorial elections going on. Virginia, which that state, you can only have one four-year term as governor. A lot of people actually like that. And New Jersey is going to choose a new governor. All right. And the Democrat is Mike Sherrill in New Jersey and Republican Jack Ciattarelli. And it's a close race, like 1 point. All right. So there you go. Get out and vote. And because that's like your civic duty. Bob says, if Zohan gets in, these New York losers better not flee to PA and ruin my state like they did theirs. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, I just sent you a clip or a post that Trump, when he supported Cuomo. It reads, if communist candidate Zohran Mamdani wins the election for mayor of New York City, it is highly unlikely that I will be contributing federal funds other than the very minimum as required to my beloved first home because of the fact that as a communist, this once great city has zero chance of success or even survival. It can only get worse with a communist at the helm. And I don't want to send, as president, good money after bad. It is my obligation to run the nation, and it's my strong conviction that New York City will be a complete and total economic and social disaster should Mamdani win. His principles have been tested for over 1,000 years, and never once have they been successful. I would much rather see a Democrat who has had a record of success win than a communist with no experience and a record of complete and total failure. He was nothing as an assemblyman, ranked at the bottom of the class, and as mayor of potentially, again, the greatest city in the world, he has no chance of bringing it back to its former glory. We must also remember this. A vote for Curtis Sliwa, who looks much better without the beret, is a vote for Mamdani. Whether you personally like Andrew Cuomo or not, you really have no choice. You must vote for him and hope he does a fantastic job. He is capable of it. Mamdani is not. Okay. That's an outstanding endorsement. I would actually do what he says there, because I would not want Zohran Mamdani to win the election because of the same reasons. So I agree with that. But I think Mamdani's going to win that fucking thing. Thank you, Chris. My God. All right. So get out and vote, you know? I wish just in New York City, great street hot dogs. I wish I was in New York City. I don't know what you're saying. The biggest election is coming, I think, in March. Texas District 23, Tony eats corn the long way, Gonzalez versus Brandon Herrera. I guess so. Tova says, fuck both of them, Democrats, Republicans, or Texas and California. Bunch of see you next Tuesdays who do nothing for any of their constituents. Red Bull Brain, Chris says, Otovas, they've been doing it almost since the beginning of the country. Red Bull Brain, Chris adds, that was almost a reasonable, well thought out post from Trump. I wonder who wrote it. All right. Apparently, the SNAP benefits, there's some hope. Trump says partial funding is coming.
It is day number 34 of the...
That's too long. I don't want to. I'll just read it. So the uncertainty over food assistance. Two federal judges in Rhode Island and Massachusetts ruled separately, ordering the Trump administration to use emergency funds to continue funding the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Still unclear how the money would come about and when the debit cards that recipients use would be reloaded. As of 12:18 p.m. yesterday, Trump said it will partially fund SNAP, but it's not clear how much beneficiaries will receive, nor how quickly that the value will show up on the debit cards that they use to buy groceries. All right. I've already said what I wanted to say about this ad nauseum, and it's just too bad. Hopefully that gets turned around quickly. But wouldn't it be great if he just went out and got a job, for God's sake? Wouldn't that be, I don't know, maybe? I mean, temporarily, until it kicked back in. That's all I'm saying. I mean, that's what you should do to support your family, right? It's going to suck, but it's going to come back. Don't worry. But in the meantime, you got to eat, right? So, I don't know, do anything. All right. Dick Cheney is dead. He was 84. I don't remember a lot about that guy. All I remember is that he shot somebody when they were hunting. Like, he had the hunting rifle, and he whipped the gun around and shot, and his buddy was on the receiving end of it. I don't remember if he killed the guy. I don't think he did. Cheney, a vocal critic of Trump, and he backed Kamala Harris as a Democrat last year. His daughter is Liz Cheney. She hates Trump too. So I'm going to guess that Trump won't say a word about Dick Cheney dying. Or he'll offer up one of those shit sandwiches that he throws out from time to time. Do you remember the moment when he was talking shit about John McCain? And he said something about his service. And he was ridiculing John McCain. John McCain was a POW in Vietnam. And so he was dogging him about something. And then they said, well, you know, he was he's military. You're talking bad about former military. He goes, yeah, but he got caught. I don't like the ones that got caught or something like that. And I'm like, oh, my God, that is fucking brutal. Holy shit. Being the troll that I am, I should love that. You may have noticed that as I'm seated here, I keep doing this. I'm getting some violent reaction on my arm, and it's bugging the shit out of me. I apologize. It's really distracting me. Bread Bowl Brain Chris says he seemed like he was 84 years old when George W. was president. Yeah, he was old then. Tophus with the comment, it took him long enough to die. And he's a big reason for the invasion of Iraq. So you're getting no sympathy there. Piano Finger Banger says, Trump is the same asshole who called our dead World War II veterans suckers and losers. He did? I don't remember that. Did Trump call WW2 dead losers? Yes. Ugh. That's bad.
Your voice, your vote. Multiple media outlets tonight reporting that President Donald Trump made disparaging comments about America's fallen troops, including calling U.S. Marines killed in World War I, quote, losers and suckers. The reports are spawning nationwide outrage. The president vigorously denies them. Eyewitness News reporter Jory Rand, live now with more. Jory.
Mark, 4 years ago, the Access Hollywood tape dropped on October 7th. This time around, it's a month earlier, but this story could have a lasting impact. Also, unlike last time around, as of tonight, there is no tape of this incident, and the president is denying the entire story.
Well, there you go.
You can call it a September surprise. The Atlantic magazine reporting tonight that back in 2018, President Trump called fallen U.S. soldiers losers and suckers for getting killed in action. The article citing four people with firsthand.
So that would mean he'd be standing over a dead guy going, look at you, you loser.
Knowledge of the situation. And tonight, both the AP and Washington Post.
You know, the idea that he has said all these things, let's just say that he has. If you were to add up the litany, like a greatest hits list of the things that he has said or done, that if anyone were to do those things in front of a typical red state hillbilly, they'd beat your ass, you know, like in the street. Like if you're in small town USA and you walk down there and you said the shit that he said here, they're just going to kick your ass right there and leave you for dead in the street.
Post confirming the story.
I served on active duty in the military, and I find it absolutely disgraceful for anyone to think that Americans who gave their lives in service to our nation are somehow losers or suckers.
Los Angeles Congressman Ted Lieu, a veteran who still serves in the Air Force Reserve, outraged.
It is completely unacceptable when these words...
Did he say unacceptable?
...come from the mouth of the commander-in-chief, and I call on Donald Trump to immediately apologize.
Family members of the fallen...
Saying it wrong. It's apologize.
...reacting on social media tonight. One apparent California woman writing, this is my grandfather. He was a Marine who took machine gun fire at Belleau Wood. He was honored by his country and by the people of France. Donald Trump just called him a loser for being wounded in action. And John, listed as being from Orange County, writing, my grandfather lost at sea in World War II. Trump wondered what was in it for him. Tonight, the president returning from a rally in Pennsylvania, denying the story in its entirety from the tarmac of Joint Base Andrews.
And I would be willing to swear on anything that I never said that about our fallen heroes. There is nobody that respects them more. What animal would say such a thing?
Back in 2015, then-candidate Donald Trump said this about then-Senator John McCain, who was a prisoner of war for 5 years in Vietnam.
He's not a war hero.
He's a war hero.
He's a war
five
hero.
And a half years
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay?
The president's opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden, whose late son Beau was a member of the Army, hitting the president on a number of fronts while speaking in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
The words of a president matter. No matter if they're good, bad, or indifferent.
I can't. This is running out of steam. Yeah, okay, so he vehemently denied it, though. So I guess we can... There really isn't any proof there that he said it, right? I mean, I would need to actually get more proof than just he did it. I believe he could have said it. But I don't know, man. Honestly, in this day and age, the way politics are, I wouldn't believe anything unless I heard it with my own ears. And even then, I mean, back then, they didn't have AI like they do now. Becca Shea says he denies everything that is bad. Well, I don't know, man. When he said when there was the grab him by the pee comment, I mean, I don't remember what his response was to that. With Billy Bush. Remember that one? Oh. Young Adam Schwab says, calling fallen soldiers losers, making fun of disabled reporters, the Access Hollywood audio, and letting people starve. The epitome of virtuous leadership. You know what I've noticed? Whenever we have these moments, when we're just kind of going over the laundry list, our MAGA pals just quiet down. You just don't hear from our MAGA crew. Cole's one of them. He wrote, just grab them by the pussy. Yeah, I don't know if I can get behind grab them by the pussy. I don't know if we can laugh that off. Bread Bull Brain Chris says that's one of those things where his comments had to be interpreted by his supporters. True. Piano Finger Banger says, that's literally what happened. LOL. Becca Shea says, that's why I can't believe any veteran would vote for him. Yeah, and then I just showed you that clip. It doesn't matter. He's Teflon. When I showed you that clip when he was walking around the base alone on the stage, awkwardly dancing to YMCA, and the folks, the military service personnel, they're like, oh, yeah, we love you, man. We love you. You're the best. Yes. Oh, God, how the fuck? Tophus says sexual assault isn't funny. Absolutely not. He says that Tyler, his comments were confirmed by John Kelly, former general and White House chief of staff. Alan says, what are we supposed to say? Tyler says, how do you not laugh at the ridiculousness of the comments, though? Yeah, almost in like a, what? Not like, oh, my God, that's great. I don't think he's saying it's that type of funny. But my God. And, you know, when he wins big. People do not care. That's why I said that if it was revealed the day before the election that Trump was on Epstein Island and was rolling around with nude children, he still would have won. Still would have won. Unbelievable. My God. Okay. Let's see. Where else am I going here? Ah, what a strange, strange day it is today. My God, a lot happening. We had another incident that it's just kind of bubbling under nearby where we live here, where some sick, drunk asshole was driving down the interstate. And you know how, like, when you're like, oh, I missed my exit, and you look for that spot where it says, like, if you're headed one direction, you miss your exit, and you see that spot where the cops turn around, where it says authorized vehicles only, you then want to do a U-ey. Well, some drunk asshole did that, all right? And instead of completing the U-turn, so going one direction, sees that spot in the middle where you can turn around, where a cop would turn around, but instead of making turning a left and then another left, they did the left, and then they went right. So now they're driving into oncoming traffic. Drunk as hell. And, oh my God, on Sunday morning, 1 a.m., a car full of teenagers was struck by the drunk. There are now 4 people dead. 2 18-year-old men, the driver and the front seat passenger of the car, as well as the wrong way driver. 3 other people, all passengers of the vehicle that was traveling in the correct direction, were taken to the hospital. They ranged from 16 to 18. They were in critical condition as of this morning. And then one of them, a 17-year-old girl, just passed away. I got officials of a nearby school. One of the passengers taken to the hospital is a Comstock High School student, and one of the men killed had just graduated from Portage Northern. As of Tuesday morning, officials have not released names. Investigators suspect that alcohol played a role in the crash, but a final determination has not yet been made. So I guess I shouldn't say that the one that did the turnaround was drunk. I don't know that. Authorities tried to catch up to the wrong way driver, but she ultimately crashed into another car. You know, I would have to guess that that person, the one going the wrong way, was the one who was under the influence, but we don't know that. I can't say for sure. Good God. Jeremy K says, I saw someone do that on 96 between M6 and Lowell a couple of weeks ago. I made sure to stay well behind him until I had to get off the highway. Wait a minute. How were you well behind him? Were you going the wrong way too? Or are you saying he turned around in front of you? It wasn't like he started going the wrong way on the interstate and you followed him, right? Were you going the wrong way on the interstate? All right, that arm is killing me. This happened twice now recently on my legs where they start to itch and they just won't stop. And it's maddening. I've done this show before like this. Look, it's turning all red. God dang it. Stop. And then if I stop scratching it, it just drives me crazy. Thank you to Kuiper Tree Care. If you have a tree that's past its prime, get rid of it. Call or text Kuiper Tree Care, 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225. They are the best. They'll get rid of the tree. They will grind down the stump. Perhaps you had some wind damage or some storm damage or whatever the hell. Get rid of that. They can take care of that. All the down limbs. Maybe you need some tree trimming. Tree risk assessment with their 3 certified arborists. They can help you at Kuiper Tree Care, 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225. Reach out ASAP and they will help you. Pinball Land. I mentioned it earlier. It's going on Saturday. We have our pinball tournament. Prizes and fun for all. If that's not your thing, you can head over there whenever you want with your pals, with your kids, with your coworkers, whatever. And you play unlimited for $9 for 1 hour, $15 for 2 hours, $20 all day. Pinball-land.com. Pinball-land.com in Rockford, Michigan for more info. Last but not least on the show, the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Buy now, refinance later. 231-332-6505. Stand by. I think it just dawned on me. I don't think I did the asshole of the day yesterday. Maybe I did. I never remember. It's so bad. Anyway, buy now, refinance later, 231-332-6505. No matter where you are in the U.S., think about the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Mario will help you out. Get you into that home. All right. Your asshole of the day today. Let's see who you think the asshole of the day is. Jeremy says, no, I was going the right direction. He was going the wrong way. I was far enough back in my lane for the dash cam in my truck to capture the moron going the wrong way. So, did you pass him? Stevie says, stop messing with it. Go take some Benadryl. Yeah, I would, but that makes me really drowsy, man. Stop itching easy. Various suggestions that Trump is the asshole of the day. Yeah, I don't know if I can do that because we got the wrong way driver. Trump has not killed anybody as far as I know. The wrong way driver is your asshole of the day today. Topical Benadryl EZ. Wrong way driver passed me. He was heading east in the west lane. I was heading east in the east lane. Oh, God. That is my time. As always, you're a great audience. Thank you for being part of it. Tell a friend, and I'll join you on the Patreon later on. I'm going to put Benadryl on my arm. Have a good one, folks. Bye-bye.